At the 8th Annual White House Tribal Nations Conference, Byron Nicolai of Tuxuk Bay sang while Brian Kladusby, president of the National Congress of American Indians and chairman of the Swinomish Indian Tribe, led an honoring ceremony. Kladusby placed a custom-woven Pendleton blanket and woven bark hat on President Obama. Later, Obama talked about some of his administration's accomplishments, protection of sacred sites, the return of tribal lands to tribes, and new initiatives in education, energy, and health care. Obama said federal agencies have worked to strengthen tribal sovereignty and public safety and criminal jurisdiction over violence against women. Obama mentioned his visits to tribal nations, the Choctaw, Alaska Natives, and Standing Rock Sioux. Obama said he had recently received a letter from Lindsay Early, a Comanche Indian. She told him she was in the audience in 2008 when he visited the Crow Nation in Montana. She said she had screamed as loud as she could when he pledged to hold an annual summit with tribal leaders.
And Lindsay, I want you to know that I heard you. I didn't forget you. And I want everybody in this auditorium and all the folks back home in your respective communities to know that this whole time I've heard you, I have seen you, and I hope I've done right by you.
In her letter, Lindsay Early described her realization that her destiny was in her own hands. She went on to graduate college and now teaches kindergarten and at a tribal college. Obama said her example and the stories of other Native youth across the country leave him optimistic.
I hope I've set a direction that others can follow, and I hope I've given more of our young people like Lindsay and her students that sense of hope and that sense of what an incredible gift they are to this country, and that they're in control of their own destinies, and that they're going to help shape the future of the United States of America.
The White House also hosted the second annual White House Tribal Youth Gathering, bringing together about 100 Native youth leaders to participate. This is KNBA News. I'm Jacqueline Estes.